Troy, how are you, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
No, I'm excellent. Wow, your Banjo Bowl term's really taken off, right? They should have your name on that trophy somewhere.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, man. We get to have a lot of fun in Manitoba after the Labor Day Classic. It's fantastic what it's developed into.
You know the game very well, Troy. Of course, you're covering it now at TSN 1290. And Drew Willey, when he lost his starting job to Matt Nichols, I'm not sure anyone thought the Bombers would wheel off six consecutive victories like they have. And then Willey gets traded. What do you think went wrong with Drew Willey in his time in Winnipeg?
For sure, it was confidence-based. It was noticeable real early this season that his happy feet, the way he was hesitant in the pocket, and he was locking on receivers. He was just out of sorts, sort of thing. And right away, you could tell that his exhibition season was even kind of strange. But no one totally panicked, thinking that he would just slowly kind of get back into it. And then he was just never able to latch on. I remember there was a headshot he took last year from Hamilton during the season. There was the worst headshot that I'd seen. Basically that I'd seen, and from that point forward, not long after that, he had a pretty good significant knee injury, and he just never came back to what he was. To me, he really got affected by that wicked headshot. He never seemed comfortable in the pocket after that, and just for whatever reason, the things that would happen after one another, just some occurrences, he just wasn't able to get back to being what he was prior to that and being really comfortable and strong in the pocket.
Matt Nichols, on the other hand, since he took over, he's just seemed to add a whole new dimension to that team. What has impressed you the most from Nichols behind center this year?
I think something that Drew Willey struggled with was the quick read that he was able to make with the defenses prior to the snap of the ball and having a pretty good idea where this ball's going to prior to that snap. Paul LaPolice's offense is all about spreading out the defense. That keeps a lot of short passes alive and available for the quarterback, and Drew Willey was having trouble with that read. I think what has impressed me the most was Matt Nichols' ability to make that pre-snap read and then deliver a strike.
Troy Westwood, analyst for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, joins us. Well, Troy, a big day for Kyle Walters. Two quarterback trades in the same day. He ships Drew Willey off. He gets another defensive back to the dominant ball hawking defensive secondary in the CFL. Like, do you think Heath comes in right now and starts in that Winnipeg secondary?
That's a great question. They're pretty comfortable right now with who they've got at halfback. It's a fantastic question whether or not it comes in to start. But as you mentioned, that ball hawking type presence and mentality they've got right now in the secondary, what a fantastic compliment. The Bombers, with Heath coming in, now have the top three interception leaders in the CFL on their roster. So I'm not sure if he's going to come in and start right away, but they do get real valuable depth at that halfback position defensively. So you know he's going to play here in upcoming games, and what a fantastic compliment he's going to be to that secondary.
And they also get a first rounder and a third, and then they trade a fourth rounder to get Kevin Glenn, who's, I think, right now probably a better backup than Drew Willey at this point. Are you stunned at how well they did in both trades?
Yeah, the savvy involved here was mind-blowing. When I first heard about this, you know, we'd heard that, well, maybe Drew Willey was going to get traded to Toronto, and I was like, well, I don't think that they've got enough faith in Dominic Davis, the third-string quarterback, or Brian Bennett on the practice roster. It just really seemed hard to believe that they might be able to move a guy like Drew Willey with all the things involved, and to go and get Kevin Glenn, like you said, man, who's kind of the quintessential backup, and I think is a fantastic guy to complement Paul LaPolice's system behind Matt Nichols with his ability to read and deliver a quick strike. It's just a remarkable coup d'etat here for Kyle Walters and what he was able to pull off. Amazing.
Troy Westwood, analyst for TSN 1290 in Winnipeg, joins Bombers. I can't remember the last time they won six games, Troy, but football fever in Winnipeg probably hasn't been this high in a long, long time. People are genuinely excited about their team.
Yeah, I believe it was 15 years ago that they reeled off six consecutive wins like this. This market has been, like, Bomber fans have endured a great deal here, so this is well-deserved by the fans. There's a pile of excitement and energy here, and there's a lot of things coming into play here, contributing to the six-game win streak here for the Bombers. But there's a great deal of faith, I think, coming around here for the fans. They were hesitant to jump on and get behind the Bombers, thinking, wondering if this was for real or not. But it just the attitude of the defense is pretty sound and solid. They're not making any mistakes on offense. They need to start putting the ball in the end zone a little bit more. But there's no question whatsoever the level of excitement here.
The Eskimos now on the outside of the playoff picture. They can't even get the crossover with Toronto, although they're tied both with Toronto and with Hamilton. And you look ahead now, Winnipeg's schedule moving forward. And, you know, hey, they've been beating everybody. So it's not like they've, quote, had an easy schedule by any stretch. They come off the sweep in Labor Day of Saskatchewan. And now they move forward. And, you know, they've got Toronto up next. Then they got Calgary. That'll obviously be a big test. And then Edmonton. And that game really could be the difference for Edmonton to want to make the playoffs in the West or not, Troy. But in this six-game winning streak, outside of Nichols, What has this team been doing so consistently to allow them to continually win games?
Well, alongside what coincides with Nichols coming in was the addition of Travis Bond at left guard. And the second that he started, the run game all of a sudden came back and really started to solidify itself. Patrick Neufeld on the right tackle got injured soon after that. And Jamarcus Hardwick came in and Fichetti, when Hardwick has been injured, Americans, and they've been able to really catch fire from an offensive line standpoint. That's been a sore spot on this team for a long time, and there's been a couple times in the last 3 weeks where they have not allowed a sack. So the old line has really come around, complementing Andrew Harris in the run game, protecting Matt Nichols. A little bit of concern with how serious the injury is to Andrew Harris. And then also defensively, the secondary got decimated for a little bit, and people were wondering what was going to happen with the secondary, but that depth element has come in with the injuries, and that's only strengthened now with Heath. And then on top of that, you got Justin Medlock as a kicker and Kevin Fogg as a returner really coming on strong from a special team standpoint. So it's been a kind of a all hands on deck, next man up mentality here that the Bombers have contributed on a number of different fronts to help strengthen the whole thing with Matt Nichols. It's been a fantastic team effort in that way.
Is there one area moving forward you think the Bombers need to improve in if they're going to compete with Calgary and BC come playoff time?
Yeah, there's no denying that they've got to get the ball in the end zone a little bit. They've been really heavily relying and incredibly fortunate. I believe there are three games in a row where they caused six turnovers or more. Or three consecutive games where they had six turnovers defensively. So they're creating all kinds of turnovers. I think that during the six-game win streak, they're plus 21 during the six-game win streak, but not scoring a whole bunch of touchdowns. So they've got and it's not even a matter of the red zone. They're not getting to the red zone a whole bunch during this time, but just relying big time on Justin Medlock, on him putting the ball through the end zone, and then the defense creating these turnovers to either keep them in games or allowing them to create a little bit of distance. So I think putting that ball in the end zone behind the leadership of Matt Nichols and the offense of Paul Appelese is the number one concern going forward.
Troy, I really appreciate the rundown, my man. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure. All the very best to you.